From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A federal appeals court in San Francisco hears arguments today over California's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriages. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED says the judges will consider an appeal claiming the measure, known as Proposition 8, is a violation of civil rights.
In August, a federal district court judge said Prop 8 violated the U.S. Constitution by depriving gay and lesbian couples of the right to marry. Both Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Attorney General Jerry Brown agreed and refused to defend Prop 8. So backers of the ban stepped in and appealed the lower court's decision, but it isn't clear anyone other than state officials can defend a state law. Today, a panel of three judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco will hear oral arguments on that issue and also on the constitutional merits of the case. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the nation's lingering high unemployment rate is a key reason the Fed has decided to buy $600 billion in Treasury bonds to bolster the U.S. economy.
The unemployment rate is just not going down. So that's a major concern. And it looks that at current rates, that it may take some years before the unemployment rate is back down to more normal levels.
Bernanke on CBS's 60 Minutes strongly defended the Fed's policy. A court in France has found Continental Airlines and one of its mechanics guilty of criminal wrongdoing in connection with the crash of a supersonic Concorde jetliner in Paris a decade ago. 113 people were killed. Eleanor Beardsley reports the ruling supports the findings of investigators who looked into that crash.
In the report, accident investigators concluded that a small strip of titanium had fallen off a Continental Airlines DC-10 that took off just prior to the Concorde. The piece of titanium, they said, punctured the Concorde's tire as it accelerated down the runway, sending shards of rubber into the fuel tanks and causing a fire. The plane went down less than a minute later near a village outside of Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. Continental has been ordered to pay a fine of $265,000, and the mechanic was given a 15-month suspended prison sentence. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Don Meredith is dead at the age of 72. His wife says he suffered a brain hemorrhage in Santa Fe, New Mexico last evening. Meredith was the color man on the original Monday Night Football broadcast team for ABC-TV, and his trademark was singing this tune when he determined that a game was finally out of reach.
Out the lights, the party's over, they say that all.
Meredith did Monday Night Football broadcast in the 1970s before retiring. He led the Cowboys to two NFL championship games, but the team lost to both of those games to the eventual Super Bowl winner, the Green Bay Packers. Wall Street, stock prices are modestly lower. The Dow down 15 points. The Nasdaq is off 3. This is NPR News. At least 40 people are dead in northwest Pakistan after two suicide bombers detonated blasts today. More than 100 others were wounded. The target was a local government compound where tribal leaders were meeting to discuss forming an anti-Taliban militia. The dead and injured include tribal elders, police, and local political officials. Investigators say the two suicide bombers loaded their jackets with bullets to make the attack even more deadly. Tangled has dethroned the latest Harry Potter movie from the top of the box office charts. NPR's Trina Williams says the animated feature was the biggest draw at movie theaters in North America over this past weekend.
I've waited my whole life for this day.
Look out!
Maybe we should get you home. Call it a day.
Nope.
Disney's Rapunzel fairy tale came close to overtaking Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 when it opened in theaters Thanksgiving weekend. Both movies saw ticket sales drop considerably this weekend, but Tangled was the stronger. It rules the chart with estimated earnings of $21.5 million. Burlesque and Unstoppable are neck and neck for third place. Love and Other Drugs moved up a notch to fifth. The weekend's new wide release, The Warrior's Way, didn't have many followers. It debuted at number 9. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Attorney General Eric Holder says an effort targeting financial fraud nationwide has led to criminal cases being brought against nearly 350 defendants. A three-month operation known as Operation Broken Trust stretched over the fall months and was organized by the administration's Financial Fraud Enforcement Task Force. Holder says a broad array of investment fraud schemes were brought under control. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for